The Osgood File, sponsored by Office Depot, taking care of business. This is Dave Ross. The White House briefing room, long reviled by reporters for being cramped and dirty, has been officially closed for remodeling. Oh, come on, Helen. It's a briefing room. Once in a while, you have to clean out all the bull. Hey, cut me some slack. I was saying bulletin boards. More after this from Charlie. For any reporter who finally reaches the White House beat, the reality can be a shock. As an occasional visitor to the White House briefing room myself, I can tell you it is definitely less than meets the eye. But then, most broadcast facilities are. None of them look as impressive as they do on TV. The problem is that it's so small, built over FDR's old indoor swimming pool with studios the size of a safe deposit box. Which brings us to the real problem. Not the size of the room, but the number of reporters who pack into it, even though they could learn just as much watching C-SPAN. The truly juicy news stories, after all, are leaked in private, so the White House briefing room is pretty much a gaffe chamber. Reporters ask tough questions designed to elicit an embarrassing contradiction, or sometimes just to be seen asking a tough question. Which is why, I have a feeling, the briefing room has had to wait so long for a remodel. I think presidents have long nursed a secret hope that many in the press would get fed up and just go away. What's happened instead is that the hardship conditions have simply attracted a hardier breed of reporter, and none more so than the dean of the press corps, Helen Thomas, who doesn't care how dirty the carpet is. But all was cordial yesterday as former press secretaries and even the president himself dropped in. Yes, even though the old briefing room will be remodeled top to bottom, it will stay the same size. Among presidents, hope springs eternal. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, August 3rd, 2006.